The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener on 702 at Cape Talk.
12:39 on the Midday Report. All morning today, Dr. Nandipa Magudamana has brought her case today. Her lawyer, Advocate Anton Katz SC, arguing in the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court in order to have her arrest declared illegal. Remember, she was arrested alongside Thabo Bester in Kenya in April. She is facing 12 charges linked to Bester's escape from the Mangaung Correctional Facility. So her argument, or the argument put forward today by Advocate Anton Katz, is in fact that this was not a deportation, but rather it was an extradition. Have a listen to what Advocate Katz has been saying.
It tells you, the court tells the world, deportation is essentially a unilateral act of the deporting state in order to get rid of an undesired alien. The purpose of deportation is achieved when such alien leaves the deporting state's territory. Importantly, my lord, the destination of the deportee is irrelevant for the purpose of deportation. The facts here demonstrate clearly, on any version, this was extradition. That's it. That's our case. I could actually sit down now, but I'll need to drill down to the facts. Let me just add to the... So that's our case. Nobody can get away from what happened here. The police and an 8-member team, who in their words deliberated with the Tanzanian officials as to the way forward. That was on the 10th of April. On the 12th of April, perhaps I should just turn to the words right now. What happened on the 12th of April, and I'll turn to two paragraphs on the papers. Mr. Matthews tells the court on page 172, paragraph 28, Mr. Matthews says the following words. Mr. Matthews, your lordship will recall, is the chief director, inspectorate, immigration services in the Department of Home Affairs. He says, I'm advised that as a matter of international law, an agreement was reached between the Tanzanian authorities and the South African High Commission regarding the deportation. In accordance with international protocols. He tells the court an agreement was reached. And then, to just nail that down, Ms. Nao Teresa Moran, her affidavit is found at 20...
Advocate Anton Katz SC arguing there, saying that effectively this was an extradition. It was not a deportation. Advocate Neil Snellenberg for the police is currently responding to that. Oren Singh, EWN reporter, following proceedings today. Oren, good afternoon to you. We heard there from Advocate Anton Katz very succinctly saying that really this is about the fact that it was an extradition, not a deportation.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yeah, I think it's quite a strong point that Advocate Katz is basing his argument on there. And just to keep in mind, Advocate Katz is quite a renowned international law advocate. Last year, he was roped in by the state to assist with the Gupta's extradition case from the UAE. So he's quite well renowned in terms of international law. But he's basing his argument, Mandy, on a 2001 landmark Concord ruling. And in this ruling, the Concord made it quite clear the difference between deportation and extradition. You know, going on to say that deportation, like Advocate Katz said, is usually a unilateral act, while extradition is consensual. So according to Advocate Katz, everything that was done in terms of bringing Dr. Nandipa Magudumana, as well as Thabo Bester, back to South Africa was, in essence, a disguised extradition and not a deportation. He argued, why did Home Affairs officials as well as SAPS officials have to go over to Tanzania to facilitate, you know, the deportation? Because it had nothing to do with South Africa. It had everything to do with Tanzania, should she have been deported. But his argument is that because South Africa was involved in Tanzania, there was some sort of consensual agreement between the Tanzanian government and South African government, and therefore it qualifies as an extradition.
Advocate Snellenberg has been arguing for the police in response. What's he been saying?
Well, he just came on shortly after a brief adjournment, and I expect that he would be responding in terms of, you know, the arguments that Katz made in reference to police and why did such a large contingent of police have to go over. We heard in the answering affidavit of police that at least 8 members, which include members of the Special Task Force, were sent over to Tanzania to basically assist with the deportation. And I would expect that he would be arguing in defense of police as to why they went over. But it's quite interesting as how it's playing out in court at the moment, Mandy.
Aaron, thank you very much. Aaron Singh, EWN reporter. Well, let's listen in there to Advocate Snellenberg on behalf of the police.
The rest. Well, that's condemnation. The second order is declaring the applicants of creation, arrest, and abduction in Tanzania on about 7 April, which is wrong, and subsequent transportation to the Republic of South Africa and purported arrest and detention to be declared wrongful and lawful. Yeah, goes on and says declaring the arraignment before the fourth respondent under the case, Bloemfontein case number 20, capital A, 11, 23, 23, and nullity, and setting aside the proceedings. And setting aside all warrants and orders. And declaring the applicant entitled to be discharged from detention and immediate direction of the fourth respondent to immediately discharge. Now, with regards to that, declaration of invalidity, if that should be made, we respectfully submit that the court should take into consideration the following. Here I am speak constitutional. Here I am followed on appeal after the person was arraigned and tried in the court. So he was already convicted. And the court then found there was no jurisdiction to do so.
Advocate Snellenberg arguing, Neil Snellenberg arguing on behalf of the police there, saying there was nothing untoward about the police going to Tanzania, responding to Advocate Anton Katz.